Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
Tim Jenkins.
I've got people real mad at me in Chicago that how dare you? There's a radio guy up there, Mike North. He was real mad.
Founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite.
I'm Tim Jenkins and welcome to All Things QB, where I watch every single clip and break down the most important ones today.
Breaking down the positives and negatives.
You've seen progressions that align with the quarterback's eye. I hope that's what we get more of, but I hope we continue to see some of these concepts and the way we build things are better for the quarterback versus just looks good on paper.
Tim Jenkins with Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Let's jump into the film.
We love going over the film and asking Tim Jenkins, our quarterback expert, what he saw. He's the founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite. He is at T Jenkins Elite on Twitch and on X. He's at T Jenkins Elite on X. He joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. Tim Jenkins, we just heard Ben Johnson say yesterday after he watched the tape that he wants to improve the passing game. He said that he thinks they're winning in spite of it, not because of it. He also mentioned receivers running routes. After you watch the tape, what do you see? What do you think of that statement?
It's an interesting one, right? I think we've talked about a lot of, hey, Caleb hanging on a concept, making sure that we give these concepts a chance. And I'm sure Ben at some point is like getting frustrated when it's, you know, he's dialing up these shot plays and we have guys running open and Caleb starts to evacuate the pocket or, you know, gets to a check down. So I could see that. I could see the piece of it that he's talking about in terms of cleaning up our route consistency, right? Especially some of those sail breaks or some of those speed outs where guys can tend to drift up field a little bit, maybe cleaning up some of that. Simultaneously, like it's a tough week for me to sit there and go, man, got to clean up the passing game, because I do feel like they were efficient enough with the conditions. The thing that's hard though is it's not like we, you know, you look at the conditions and you say, man, you have the 30 plus mile an hour gusts of wind, right? But on the other side of it, Jalen Hurts was driving the football. And then it's not like this is the first time we've seen Caleb sail a couple or dirt a couple. So it's hard to say, oh, hey, it was the conditions, and that's why. So I can see where he's coming from. I think, honestly, to me, every time I turn on the tape, I've felt like, man, we're just scratching the surface of what this offense can be. And I think that's more or less what he's saying, which is if we just get this passing game, you know, on its feet, the equivalent of what our running game is right now, I mean, how hard is this offense going to be to stop? Because listen, they almost had 300 yards on the ground, right? That's insane. So I do think it's trending in the right direction, but simultaneously, I mean, of course he's dead on when he says that there's a lot to clean up.
It is tantalizing to think about that part of it, Tim. You're right, because it feels like Caleb can get there. It feels to me like a lot of the stuff that has gone wrong for Caleb is fixable. And let me start. We'll get to some of the nitpicky areas and some of the bad throws that Caleb made. But let me start, though, with that clutch 28-yard pass to Cole Kmet off of the play fake. How would you describe that in terms of, is that a good play? Is that a great play? Is that an elite throw? How do you describe that particular play for Caleb Williams this past week?
Yeah, that's as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Right? That's So to me, you could. Here's the hard thing, though, is you could spin it as a negative, right? Because they're running same side boot, and same side boot, your running back's your first progression, and his first progression's wide open. So you could spin it as a negative of like, oh, look, he passed it up. Simultaneously, I've always been a big fan of trying to coach quarterbacks to hunt with the football, man. If we get a premier look or we can hunt with this thing, go ahead and let's attack with the football. And just the ability to twist his body the way he does to drop that thing in, I mean, that's flat out as good as it's going to get. I think, you know, you could say the Bo Nix, in terms of who I watched Nix and May and then Caleb this week. Bo Nix, when he was falling over on Sunday Night Football, is like also tough. But from a not because it's, you know, a scramble induced situation, just what it takes to throw to your left side, that high corner, that's as good as it gets. And then the fact that Komet basically it's just a long handoff, right? It's not like Komet had to make some insane catch with it. That one was flat out incredible. And that's probably equally the frustrating part for Ben Johnson when he starts to say, man, this passing offense could be, what we could get in the pass game, is because you're sitting there and you're looking at a 10 out of 10 difficulty throw and Caleb makes it with ease. And then we follow it up with, hey, we've got a speed out and we sail it. So, I mean, obviously it's why I think fans at times get frustrated with Caleb. Even I, evaluating him on tape, get frustrated with him. So I'm sure that's where Ben's also coming from, is like, man, we've got a 10 out of 10 difficulty. We complete that one. We follow it up with a miss. But to me, it's like, you'd rather have it that way, right? I'd rather have a guy under center who can make the 10 out of 10 difficulty, and hopefully we can get him biomechanically efficient enough to where those layups come. That's probably, you know, the better scenario in terms of if you're looking at long-term, how to really build a team that goes and makes a run every single year in the playoffs. It's always with those guys who are truly special.
I think there's something else to the concept of knowing when to make your plays and structure. Like, we've talked all about the discussion, Tim, of the be Superman, you know, put on the Superman cape when you need to, but the plays and structure hasn't necessarily come as quick as a lot of people would have liked. I do think that you pointed out in your latest breakdown, which a lot of people can watch on YouTube if you want to check it out, Tim Jenkins. It is All Things QB on YouTube. You do talk about some of the plays that I think he is making in structure that I don't know that he would have made earlier in the season. So you're seeing some growth. You know, what were those that you did like? I think you mentioned hitches too being part of it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you're dead on. It is in a way better spot than it was at the beginning of the season, right? And that's where I do think that progressive build, you know, it's like we're sitting here and it's like we're talking about, oh man, how much further could this passing game come along? And then, mind you, we're the one seed right now, which I don't think anyone saw coming. So to me, it's like, yeah, I do think we have a lot of room to gain. I think we've gained a ton. You can see it on some of the ones where it's like just the run adjustment. And again, that's not really hanging on the concepts, but just his total grasp of the offense. We had a play where it was, hey, we have a running play called the one side. Instead, you know, he's got a run adjust, meaning, hey, you can throw this slant if we get off coverage. He's got DJ Moore. He's got a slant. They've got off coverage. Boom, he hits the run adjustment. So his knowledge of the offense is growing. His ability to play within the structure of our offense is growing. There's just a ton left on the table. And I think Ben is actually starting to realize how special this team could be and how special this run could be, to where I wouldn't be surprised if he's slightly, I don't want to say panicking, but slightly figuring out, man, how can I deliver this message even further? Because actually, realistically, we can make a run right now. And I think he's seeing that. And then now it's like he almost has to press even further into development. Whereas if you were to say at the beginning of the season, hey, the Bears are going to compete for the division and probably get into the playoffs, how many people would have just taken that? And instead, now it's like, what can we do to optimize this passing game? Because actually, we have a chance to go maybe win a couple playoff games. Like, that's where I think a lot of this is coming from. But if you were to just zoom all the way out and say, where's he at in his development? I think he's in a really great spot. And then a lot of this stuff, unfortunately, I think will take an offseason to clean up from just being better with his feet, timing his feet to his progression. I do think that's going to take some time. But there is definitely stuff that they can address this year that is going to help them once they get to the playoffs.
Yeah, and that's the thrilling part, that the Bears have a chance to win this year and then continue to clean things up and make things better for Caleb in this offseason. I got to say, Tim, when a defensive lineman or linebacker in this case, like Jalix Hunt, jumps up, bats a ball down, and then catches it, it is shocking. It is alarming. It is sudden. And I don't know if there is any kind of breakdown or excuse for it other than it was what it was. What did you see on that particular play with Caleb Williams to go to the other side of the spectrum beyond the Cole Kmet touchdown?
Yeah, that's a great, I mean, so for me, that was honestly the one play where it's like, man, if you could feel everything shifting, right? Or you could feel like, oh shoot, can we handle this? That was it, because you're talking about a complete swing because of, you know, I actually broke that play down on the breakdown, and that was going to hit for a huge gain. Like, that was a perfectly timed call, perfectly executed. That's a chunk play, 20-30 yard play if that ball gets through. Instead, it gets batted up. To me, I think, I mean, honestly, if you're coaching this thing hard, we definitely need to, one, we need to get more vertical, right? We got to get on our toes, get that thing up and over. Caleb is kind of at a not great arm angle to me to that. So I think there's definitely stuff to clean up to where, you know, you coach up the slow screen technique hard. You know, we're peeling out of there. We really should be pumping, getting out of there, retreating with some depth, getting on our toes, getting that higher release point. And I don't think that ball gets picked off, right? I do think, you know, there's times where you can say, oh, that was a great play by that defender. And that was a great play. With that being said, we could have avoided it, I think, with elite fundamentals there. And he just didn't have it. And it's something that they're going to have to continue to hammer for him. But for me, yeah, I do think that that was one that could have been avoided with a little bit higher arm angle, and if we're getting up on our toes as we're retreating.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We're talking to Tim Jenkins. He is our film expert, our quarterback guru here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Joining us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. He's also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Outside of the wind, Tim, what was the most impressive part of the tape that you watched when it came to the game against the Eagles?
I mean, I hate doing this because I'm going to sound like a salesman, but I started doing, hey, like extended cuts, right? Like longer breakdowns because I had to start doing it. But the run game, like I ended up breaking down the run game because for me, that's a lot, right? To transition from going to the pass game to actually breaking down the run game, that's got to be special. The run game was specifically the cutback run. The way that we were able to move them front side and zone, and the way our backs could press the whole front side and then we could cut it back because we were just washing people all the way through, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like it looking at NFL tape. That was as good as it gets. Mm. And then we're talking about the Chicago Bears offensive line, right? Like, I mean, how long has it been since we've been able to say, like, hey, our line is just imposing their will? And that's all we were. I mean, it was like chunk run after chunk run after chunk run. And some of the concepts are cool, right? Where we have DJ Moore, we call it batting, where he works across the formation, pretends like he's going to block the D in and goes to the flat, and you try to pull linebackers and flat defenders with a receiver when really it's a designed run. So there's some cool stuff where it's like, oh man, that's exciting. We haven't seen that before. But then it was just also just flat out like, hey, we're going to run inside zone. We're going to run it right at you. It's just body on body. We're moving big on big, and we're going to move you. We're moving grown men against their will. And that is, to me, as exciting as it gets when you think about what works in Chicago. Let's say we get a home playoff game. What works in Chicago in January? What do you know is going to be there?
Running the football.
Running the ball, right? So to me, the fact that we can be physical and run the ball, that's exciting. And then you pair that with a guy who I think could be as skilled or more skilled than anybody else in the NFL, as talented as anybody, driving the ball down the field, and then you pair it with the playmakers we have, it's a dangerous recipe. So to me, that run game was what I do. I walked away thinking, man, this thing is substantially better than I even thought it was. And I think you also got to credit the defense. The defense was flying around. They made some big-time plays. I come on here every week and say, we're going to outscore people. And listen, they stood up and they did their job against what's one of the harder offenses to stop in the NFL. So I do think just from a team win perspective, it was as good as it gets. And I think that running game was pretty darn special.
What do you think about the Eagles, man, and what they have going on or not going on right now? Because the Bears just dominated them and seemingly in every way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I know. That's what's crazy, right? You look at the Eagles and you go, when we were sitting here, you know, and we're talking about playoffs, and I think Mark thought I was crazy. But when we're sitting there, we're talking about playoffs, and then you saw this stretch coming up. This was the one for me that I thought, man, you know, hopefully this goes well on Black Friday, right? I was sitting there thinking this could be the one that really they might beat us up. Instead, now we're sitting here and it's like, are the Eagles sliding? Because they gave up that big comeback to the Cowboys. Then they all of a sudden just really get moved, like ran over. And you're talking about one of the better D coordinators in the league that Ben Johnson was going against. So to me, I think, where do I see the Eagles? I see them still making the playoffs because I think they're just going to end up making a run at it. But it's hard to say. They just look like they can't tie it together, whether it's their offense is rolling, their defense is getting rolled, and then they flip it. They just feel like one of those teams where what I can say for the Bears is no matter where you feel like they are offensively or defensively, you feel like this team bows up, gets gritty and finds a way to win. And then it feels like the Eagles the last 2 weeks is the opposite of that story. It feels like they find a way to kind of squander it. And that's Dane. I mean, obviously, you know, you're getting into the most important part of the season. I'm sure they will correct it in terms of making the playoffs. But I don't know. They don't seem like what they were at the beginning of the year. And then vice versa, what we have coming up this week does feel like the opposite. It feels like they're starting to get that thing rolling, which I do think will give us a good test. You know, I think, what do we play them? Don't we play Green Bay two of the next three or
yes.
something?
Mm-hmm. It's Green Bay, Browns.
I think that'll be a good test for us.
Yeah, it's the Green Bay game, then Browns, then Green Bay. So Myles Garrett, you know, not an easy day.
No, that's but I do look at that as a palate cleanser. We got to let you go, man. So, but in 30 seconds, do you? And if you don't, that's fine, because this is truly putting you on the spot. Because we've been talking about comps for this quarterback, Caleb Williams, and the name John Elway came up from Howie Long. I mentioned, and I'm going to be very specific, the Rex Grossman Super Bowl season seemed like a comp to me in terms of stature, arm strength, wanting to fling the ball down the field, having some great games and having some bad games. Is there a comp that, and I see you smiling big right now, do you have a comp, or maybe you would just like to have an opinion on the two comps I just gave you?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have a comp for him because I do think to me, the closest comp, but again, he's not as big physically to me, would be Josh Allen. Because I think like he rivals that level arm talent where it's like you can legitimately drive the ball down the field as far as you want. You can drive it in conditions. Caleb, like a lot of people would say, well, hey, they don't design run with him. I mean, they do a little bit on third and gotta have it. You'll see him pull on read zone. Sure, are we going to run quarterback power down tight? No. Are we going to reinvent a new play with the tush push with him? No, but I do think his athletic ability is there. You know, I mean, John could drive the ball all over the field. You know, that was my like childhood growing up in Denver. You watch John Elway. I myself was a big Terrell Davis fan because I thought I was a running back, believe it or not. So
he was awesome.
I don't know if there's a great comp for him, honestly, yeah, because I do think he's that special.
Love hearing that, Layla.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when it comes to the fourth quarter comebacks and the career yardage total. Tim Jenkins, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Y'all are the best. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. And if you want to watch that breakdown, I learn something every time I watch at All Things QB. That is on YouTube. Tim Jenkins joining us to break down the film every single week at this time.
He wins the comp battle, by the way. Josh Allen. Now he's just pandering.
No, I mean, I see it, though.
No, I know.
I think the difference is Josh Allen wasn't, as we know, he wasn't as lauded, you know, heralded coming out of college as Caleb Williams. So that's why I didn't really think about that.
He was pretty lauded, though, Josh Allen, and he wasn't good early. So.
No, that's it, too.
Yeah.
Coming up next, who better to talk about the ever-changing landscape in the college football coaching carousel than Nicole Auerbach, NBC Sports lead college football insider. We'll ask her about Lane Kiffin. We'll ask her about Pat Fitzgerald's new job. All of that and more coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.